We were discussing on recent shiurim some halachos related to al yeshana adam et bnei machlokas, not to deviate from that which others are doing because of potential for machlokas, or the question of losis godadu, not to divide into various groups, some conducting themselves in one way, others in another, especially as relates to one's conduct in a beis kenesses. And as we were learning this sugyas, what kept coming back to mind was memories of each and every tefillah davened in the YU Beis Medrash, where as soon as you walk in, just as Shemoneh Esrei begins, you see a very wide range panorama of options which way to face. Because in the old YU Beis Medrash, that is, the old and the original, the Aron Kodesh is facing north, and amongst the Rosh Yeshiva and Talmidim, there always was a 90-degree range of which way you faced. Did you face north? Did you face east? Or did you face somewhere in between? Now, other shuls, ours included, the Aron is not facing east, but you see much less diversity amongst the Tzibur in terms of which way the Tzibur faces. So, the question is, what, in fact, should one do L'chatchila in such a case? The basis, of course, for facing Mizrach, we find the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Dalid, quoting the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed, tells us that if one is in Chutz La'aretz, when he stands up to daven, so in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Yachzer panav keneged Eretz Yisrael, one should face from Chutz La'aretz toward Eretz Yisrael. Chazal cite the pasuk v'hispalalu elecha derech artsam, that they will daven to you derech artsam, by way of the land. So that the Gemara interprets to mean facing Eretz Yisrael. And yechaven gam liyerushalayim v'la mikdash ulbeis kadshei hakadoshim. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, so have in mind that one is almost as it were standing in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the general direction one faces when in Chutz La'aretz and when davening in Chutz La'aretz is toward Eretz Yisrael, which is why the Rama writes, and Shulchan Aruch as well, that Anu shemachziran panenu lemizrach, we face east, mipnei she'anu yoshvin v'marava shel Eretz Yisrael, because we are living to the west of Eretz Yisrael. So writes Ramon Sif Beis Siman Tzadi Dalet, v'nimtza panenu l'Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, by facing east, we're facing toward Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramon Siman Tzadi Dalet. And in the Mishnah Berurah, we find that, quoting earlier poskim, of course, that because we're davening toward the east, facing toward Eretz Yisrael, that's why the Aron is always in the Kosel Mizrach, ideally, so that we should be facing toward the Aron as we daven toward the Mizrach. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, if it's impossible to put the Aron in the east, so Mishnah Berurah says you can put it then in the south, but at the very least, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't put the Aron to the west. Because if the Aron is to the west, then those who are davening east will have their backs to the Aron. Which seems to indicate the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that even when the Aron is not in the east, the Tzibur should be davening toward the east. And the Mishnah Berurah himself then adds that Mihu, nonetheless, Afilu Kavo Ahechel B'Kosel Acher, even if the Aron is not facing the east, nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tsarach Lamaspalal Lahachzir Panav Lamizrach. Mishnah Berurah writes that even if the Aron is not in the east, those davening in the shul should be facing the east. So writes the Mishnah Berurah. Now, at the same time, Poskim then discuss, but what happens if you walk into a shul where the Aron's not in the east and no one is davening toward the east? Everyone is facing the Aron, as you'd find here, or you would find for many years prior to their renovation, reconstruction of a Willig Shul in Riverdale as well, always for decades faced north, and everyone davened north. Now they're renovating, and remains to be seen what's going to become of the renovations. But what happens? You walk into the shul, and the Aron is not in the eastern direction. So although the Mishbrua seems to say that one should face east, nonetheless, when davening, no one is doing that. What should you do then? What are you supposed to do then? So the Bir Halacha actually in Simen Kuf Nun in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses seems to be a little less certain as to the direction which one should face in such a shul. In Simen Kuf Nun, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, there in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes the following. This is in Sif Hei, Simen Kuf Nun. He says that Bimkomos Shemepnei HaDochak I'ef Shalahem B'Shum Panim La'amida b'kosel ha-mizrach. What happens if you have a place, says the Mishnah Berurah, where because of the narrow dimensions, impossible to have the Aron facing east. You put the Aron facing east, you're not going to fit everybody in the shul. It's not going to work. So the Aron, says the Mishnah Berurah in this Bir Halacha, is mechrachim la'amida b'tzafen o'bedarm. They end up putting the Aron facing north, facing south, because that's just what the dimensions allow for them to do. La'ez etzad yispalu hakol. Which direction should zebra face? Do they face Mizrach because that's Yerushalayim? Or should they face the Aron? And the Bir Halacha here leaves as a Tzarachian. Simon Kuf Nun says, I don't know, maybe you should face the Aron, maybe you shouldn't face the east. Tzarachian. Yet in the Mishnah Berurah just mentioned Simon Sadi Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be very, very explicit that when the Aron is facing a different direction, nonetheless, you should still face the Mizrach. Some are puzzling why in Simon Sadi Dalad he says, Beferish, when the Aron is facing a different direction, you all daven facing Mizrach. And later in Simen Kuf Nun and Bir Halacha, he's still somewhat uncertain what the proper direction is. But nonetheless, so writes the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tzadidal, you face east. He then asks the following question. He cites a machlokes achronim in the Bar Hetev. As we mentioned a moment ago, what happens if you walk into the shul, the Aron is not in the east, and unlike the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tzadidal, no one's davening towards the east. Everyone's facing the Aron. So the Bar Hetiv quotes, on the one hand, in the Tshuvas Yad Elio, he says, if you walk into a shul and the Aron is facing a different direction, everyone's facing the Aron, you still have the right to face east, says the Yad Elio. Even if the entire kol is facing the south, he says, this one individual walks into the shul can face east. And there's no concern of Yuhara, no concern of Eva, so writes the Yad Elio. But the Bar Hetiv says, no, some are cholik on the Yad Elio and are of the opinion that everyone should face the same direction that Tzibur is facing. And the Mishnah Berurah, when he cites this machlokas, it says very simply, he says a Beis Knesses where the Aron is facing the south, and everyone's facing the Aron, which is the south, even though it's Shalok HaHogen, because Mishbur himself feels that you should face the east, even if the Aron is not in the east. Nonetheless, one who davens there, says the Mishbur, must face the direction the entire Tzibur faces. Yispal Litzad Shat Tzibur Mispalin. But then he adds three words, Yitzadeid Panov Lemizrach. Face where the Tzibur is facing, face the Aron, but Yitzadeid Panov Lemizrach. What does that mean? Turn your head toward the Mizrach. And that seems to be based on a discussion in the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara cites this idea of Mitzadeid Atzdudei. The Gemara asks the following question, Chaf Hei Amud Beis in Bava Basra. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi was of the opinion that a person should face toward the south when davening, because that will be a segula for chachma, and as a result, for ashirus. The Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's other opinion, Shechina's b'ma'arav, he holds that the Shechina's in the west, and ideally you should face the west. Why does it say that for the purposes of becoming a chacham, becoming an ashir, you should face the darum? So the Gemara answers, this steer as follows. The Gemara says, according to Shimon Levi, which one is it? West or south?
Says the Gemara, Dimitzadeid Atzdude. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Mitzadeid Atzdude means Mate Litzad Darum. That he turns himself a little bit towards the south. Turns himself a little bit towards the south. Meaning that primarily you face where the Shechina is, which for Bishum Levi is the west. And you want the added benefits of the Chachma that comes from facing south, turn yourself a little bit towards the south. Now for us, of course, we face not west, we face east. So if one wanted the benefits of the Chachma that is assumed to come by facing Darum, so according to Rashi, the Iker focus is to the east. But tilt your face a little bit toward the south. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Mishnah Berurah cites in Sif Katan Yud Beis and Siman Tzadi Dalet that our minhag is like Rashi, that if one wants to have the benefits of facing Darum for the purposes of becoming more of a chacham, as the Gemara says, Harotza Shayachim Yadrim. So the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is like Rashi, that we stand facing east, stand facing the proper direction, and turn our faces a little bit toward the south. Why? So it shouldn't be so noticeable, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you are differentiating yourself from the rest of the tzibur. So again, the Mishnah Berurah, when speaking about the tzibur facing the mizrach, which is the proper direction to face, assuming that, let's say, the aron is in the mizrach, you're facing the mizrach, that's how you face. If you want the benefits of facing darum, turn a little bit to the Dharm, says the Mishnah Berurah, but the Iker should be facing the east. We don't want to make ourselves so distinct from the Tzibur. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadi Dalet Sif Katan Yud Beis. Now, this idea of, do I face east and turn a little bit toward the south for the benefits of the Chachma that comes by facing south, this idea is mentioned by Vinitziv in his Tshuvas Meshev Davar Siman Yud, with regard to that very same shaila we began with. When the Aron's not in the east, which way do you face? Mishnah Berurah said, the Aron's in the south, Aron's in the north, face east, and that's all you do. Then it's Siv adopts this more subtle compromise approach that we find Mishnah Berurah just cited from Rashi in Bava Basra Daf Chaf Hei, with regard to facing east, but turning slightly toward the south for purposes of getting the benefits of the Chachma that come with facing south. And then it's Siv writes that if for whatever reason, he says in Siman Yud, the Heichal was put in the south, not in the east. So then Siv says, it would seem that that's when this Shaila comes up. In other words, on the one hand, you want the benefits of facing east. On the other hand, you want the benefits of facing the Aron as well. So if Rashi says that when you want to face Eretz Yisrael and you want the benefits of the Darum, so you face Mizrach with a little tilt towards the Darum, towards the south. So Rashi would say the same thing here as well, that if you want to face Mizrach, which is where you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael, and you want to have the benefits of facing the Arum, the Aron also, so then, again, the same idea would come up, that you face Mizrach, that's just the Iker direction, and tilt a little bit towards the Heichal, which again is not really what most of us do in this shul, or as I mentioned in other shuls where the Aron is facing a different direction. We seem to face primarily towards the Aron with maybe a little tilt that some would have towards the Mizrach. So the Siv does write that this is actually Machlokas Yishonim, Rashi and the Smag, and comes down as well to Machlokas, the Machaber, and the Ramah. But we're short on time, so we'll have to stop there for this evening.